Sechtes Gittin, Davchav Beis Amad Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Davchav Beis Amad Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that even though Rehudim Seri said you can't write a get on Diftara because Yochel is Daif, but Chachamim Machshirim, Chachamim holds kosher. Zokta Gemara, Man Chachamim, who is the Chachamim? Omar, Rav Elazar, Elazar says, you know what it is? It's Rav Elazar here. It's Rav Elazar of Edom Asirikarti, Omar Edom Asirikarti. Which means like this, that the whole problem always with something that Yochel Lezdaif is, that it might have added on a t'nai in the get, that if you have to give 200 zuz. And then she went ahead and erased it. So then, maybe it's not a good get. So therefore, you're not allowed to get on something that could be erased. But Rav Elazar holds that Edim Asira Karti, that in order to make a get, you have to have Edim Asira. And Zog Rashi, that when a get that Yochel Zayev comes in front of us, according to Rav Elazar, you do not let it marry unless she brings Edim Asira. Rashi is by the narrow lines. Umandiyam Edim Asira, Iker Habali Nosei, Mandiyam Edim Asira Iker, Habali Nosei, Tzrich Elohavi Edim Shalim Shalafreim. You have to bring Edim Shalafreim. Tosha speaks out on the bottom of Chavez of an Aleph. That means, of course, at a regular time, you're allowed to use the get as a raya without bringing Edom Asira. But when it's a Yochel Lezdaif, Bezin says nothing doing. You got to bring Edom Asira, who remember what it said, what happened, what it said. We have before that Sarachal Mekraya as I get. The Edom Asira have to read the get. So we'll call the Edom Asira. You read the get. Have any tonight in it? Says no. So it's fine, even Yochel Lezdaif. But Fir Zoyz Rashi, but Fir Ameyer, Dom Alobi in Edom Asira, they don't need Edom Asira. Agav, it's a raya from Rashi, that Rashi holds, or Meir holds, you don't need Edom Asira, which is Machlokes Rishonim. So Rameh says, you don't need Edom Asira. So we're worried, what's going to happen? They're going to be Samech on Edom Chasima, and they're going to be Samech on Edom Chasima, and they're going to Meir Zetan either. That's what Rashi says. Now Tosis makes another deal from Rashi. So Mashma, that let's say a Fira Meir, you would have Edom in front of us and saying that it's good. Then it would be fine. Just a Fira Meir, we're worried, you're not going to call Edom Asira, because you don't have Edom Asira usually. But let's say in a case you found the Edi Chasima, they come and say, no, yeah, this is exactly the star. Sounds like Rashi would be good. We're just worried he's not going to do that. So Taisa says it's not true. Fear of a Lazar, it's kosher. Why? Because you always call Edi Masira when you see the... But Zog Rashi, that fear of Meir, there aren't any Edi Masira. Therefore, with Soymich, we're worried you might be Soymich on the Edi Chasima. So, but Smashma, but let's say the Edi Chasima are Lefaneinu, then it'll be fine. The Edi Chasima over here, then it'll be fine. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says... Oh, so you're saying it's Pashas. So Tosis, he argues. Tosis says that Fira Meir, the star is always the Ikka thing, Edi Chasima Karati. It has to be Muchach Metoichai. It has to be Muchach in the star itself, the Edis. And since here it could be Mizdayev, so it's Pashas. So Tosis argues on Rashi. So that it'll be Pashas then. Akaponim, that's what we're saying. Our Mishnah, the Machshirim, is going to Rabbi Elazar. Va'omar Rav Elazar, another idea. Lehichshu Rav Elazar la'altar. Rav Elazar only machshir la'altar. Amakan arasar yom loy. But more than 10 days loy. Chashin and demahave tanai v'zayv say. Word is the tanai and the edim seer forgot it after 10 days. Now I typed the Gemara means la'altar means 10 days. It's like the Rishash who said this yisoid and daf yuchesam aveiz. That means the first 10 days called la'altar. After 10 days is after la'altar. The Rishash there, I didn't speak it out then, says an interesting thing. He says, why is 10 days called altar? So he says, we have a precedent that 10 days is called altar. Very, very interesting, Rishash. He says that a precedent, it says, V'tam moyi d'asar yomim nir ali, das v'chinu, aho d'ashem yisparach kovaz malo tshuva, asara yomim shvei rishon yom kippur. He compares it to asara shmei tshuva. You see, the 10 days episode, that's called in the altar. Rabbi Elazar is saying is, we just said that you have a star yachal lehizdayif, you're allowed to give it over. Why? Because you always call it the Masira. You'll ask the Masira, was there a Tanai there? Yeah. So Rabbi Elazar limits that halacha. He says it's only good for 10 days after the get. More than 10 days after the get, you call down the Edom Asira, they don't remember exactly what it says in the Shtar anymore after 10 days. They don't remember anymore. So, Rabbi Yechon Omar, they don't remember what says the read the red Shtar. What's the question?
Anyway, you marry, we have to look 3 months.
It's the most simple way to get married, because you write a Shtar on a regular piece of cloth. It's not Yochel Lezdaif. Okay, here's Yochel Lezdaif. No, you don't. What do you think? Why are you signing again? You don't need Edom Asira. That's what we spoke about before. You only need Edom Asira if it's a Yochel Lezdaif. You always need Edom Asira to be there. But when you get married, you have to call the Edom Masira. You don't have to call the Edom Masira, you use the Shtar. The only time you have to call Edom Masira is Yochel Lezdaif. Zokta Rav Elazar, they'll only help 10 days in. More than 10 days, you forget. Rabbi Yechon argues, who we pass like, Rabbi Yechon Omar, even more than 10 days, They'll remember. They see the Tanai. They remember the Tanai. Don't worry about forgetting. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Ma'aseh, you don't forget. Rabbi Elazar holds you do forget. Ma'aseh, you pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, another halacha. Like Hichs, we know Rabbi Elazar says Eidim Asir character is not dafka by Gittin. It could be by other stars also. But there, it might not be Yochel Azdaif. You can't use a star as Yochel Azdaif. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hichs Rabbi Elazar Ella by Gittin. I was Shar Staris Loi. Shar Staris, as if there's a Yochel Azdaif, you cannot use that. Why? Because this is Kaimil Gavaina. This is Kaimil Gavaina, you're doing to collect. I was Shar Staris Loi. The Chsivan Satbuk Licharis, Laman Yamdu Yom Rabbi. The Pasuk says, there, Gary Star Mecha, there in the Pasuk there, it's in Yirmiyah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there it says you should write it on a star, put it in klicheres, so it should be yom and rabim. It has to be up to yom and rabim. And Rashi says there maschal av shtaris the kaimel gevayin of a dilma loy mapik leadzman aruch. They'll take it out yishkoy them a serious dava b'samchina le'edich hasima v'hu mezuyif k'sav el yoin. They can messiah if the k'sav el yoin v'choisim edim ayim v'koyim and the edim stay where it is. So therefore, by shar shtaris, bishlam a get. Usually what you do to get is, usually you get married basically right away, or you bring it to Bezin right away, and Bezin gives you a star heter to go get married. We're not worried about it. But shar staros, which usually are there for the long term, that's what it's for. You collect the money, it's like hava, a mecha, whatever it is. So there it has to be able to last for a long time. And because we're worried that they're going to be soymech on Eidech HaSima. Frank Tosis, like, what's the chash? If it comes from a Bezdin, and it's a shtar yachlas daif, there won't be samech in it. They're going to try to revire it. Well, Tosis doesn't like Rashi Pshat. Well, what's more worried about? So Tosis learns that it's exeris akosiv. Vanilla ben Yitzchak, at times it's exeris akosiv. The machshir v'shtaris afil alter. They're being a royal lamed yom rabbin. A special din by shtar staris that has to be yom rabbin. Rabbi Yechon August, Rabbi Yechon afil v'shtaris, v'aksiv man yom rabbin. Hos meis tevi kamash plans. Eitz Tosis telling you that when you write a star, you should write in a way that can last for years. But that pshat, it's not like there's a kosov. So according to Tosfos, the chalukas is there's a kosov. According to Rashi, the chalukas is, are you going to be soymich by mistake on the Eidei Chasima? And even though it's Yochel Azdaif, therefore, by Shar Staros, it can't be Yochel Azdaif. Tosfos actually speaks out that Shtar Mecha or Matana that I used just to make a kinyan, that's like a gift. Because the whole part is something that's Kaimer Legavaina is a problem. But Shtar Mecha or Matana is supposed to be Domi, yeah, that's similar to a gift. That's similar to a gift. That's Tosfos points out at the end of the Rashi Avol. Zog the Mishnah, make a haschala on the Mishnah. Haschala, zog the Mishnah. Hakoil kasherim liktav is a get. Everyone is muta to write a get. Afilu cheresh shayta v'katan. Meridik, a big chiddush. Even a cheresh shayta v'katan were not a bendas, they're allowed to write a get. That's number one. Number two, ha'isha kesever says gita, the isha can commission the writing of the get, and she is makna to the Baal. We had the shayla yesterday, daf, if she could be makna, it's the first of Mishnah, we were right from this Mishnah. The ish kais v'shoivroi, the ish could write the receipt that really is for the isha and give it to the isha. She ain't kiyim a get alav chesamav, because the get only works with the chaisim, the chesamav. And when you sign the get, so if the baal gets someone to sign the get, it's his get. So what? The isha wrote it. And the same way, the other way also, the shoivro also. As long as the isha gets the signatures, that's fine. And it's a shayla if these words are going back in the ratio of the Mishnah also, about writing to get the cheresh of the katan, it could be also, she'en kibiyo chesamav, this is also explanation of the ratio. We'll see the Gemara, there are going to be three pshatim in our Mishnah in the Gemara. We'll start the first pshat. There will be three pshatim in, how could a cheresh of the katan write a get? Freit the Gemara, of alav neideinu, and the Gemara's kasha is, according to Rav Elazar. If we remind ourselves from the Gimel Beis, it's a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar if the shtar, not the chasim, if the shtar has a written lishma. According to Rav Elazar, the get has to be written lishma. Why? Because it's edim mesira karati. So it says the kosav law lishma. The kosav is not going on chasima; it's going on the chasiva. It says you have to write the get lishma. That's Rav Elazar holds. Rav Meir holds the ikapar get is chasima. You know what the kosav means? The chasam. So the chasima has to be lishma. So according to Rav Meir, is the get, you finally get in the garbage can. Is it good? Yes. As long as you put an edim on it. Why? Because it could be shloi lishma. According to Rav Elazar, get in the garbage is no good.
Why
for Rav Meir, do you find it? Who said you need it? Who said you need it? The Gemara says you don't. The Gemara comes out either according to Rav Elazar or according to Rav Yehuda. We have Mr. Four, who needs both? Echonami. For Yemei, you won't need b'fanei nechtav l'shma at least. Or he's going like maybe the like Rav of Kiyah maybe. Al kaparim, Al-Kapanim here, the Shaila is that we assume we're going to Rabbi Loza, which happens to be the way we learned till now. The Mishnah is always could be Rabbi Loza. We just finished saying last Mishnah that Machshirim is Rabbi Loza. So the question is, Lavrei Deininu, L'chayra, the Chesbe and Lavrei Deininu, how can they do Lishma? They don't know what they're doing. They can't do Lishma. So how's the good? We're going to Rabbi Loza? We're assuming. Am Rav Huna, Bahu, and Tapachal Gimel Rav, who shall you go to Imra Gabav? You have someone standing on top of them, a Godol, an adult. And he's telling them, do l'shma, and they do l'shma. Omer Rav Nachman, Elam Yata, that's true, that we're talking about Imre Agabav. So then, Oyvah Chavim Yisrael, Imre Agabav, Hachanam in the Kasha, you're telling me, so Imre Agabav works, even in Labnei Deya, so what about a guy? So let's say a guy is writing the get, you get a guy to write the get, and Yisrael, Imre Agabav, Hachanam in the Kasha, you're telling me it's Kasha? V'chitei in the Hachanam, maybe yeah, V'atayim into the Braisa, Oyvah Chavim Pasul, the Oyvah Chavim's Pasul. So the kasha is, why does it work with Emel Gabbav? The Masha asks, maybe it's basically why Emel Gabbav, what's the kasha? So he says, if that was the case, so then the Mishnah, it means that a goy is exactly like a cheri shertu katan, our Mishnah should have said cheri shertu katan, the goy. Since our Mishnah doesn't say that, obviously it means a goy is possible all together. That's what the Masha speaks out, that's part of the writing. I'll read you the Masha inside. The Masha asked, Ein lahakshu, is the Ema Hodan Ochri possible? I know, but Ein Oyem Emel Gabbav. So he says, the Im Kain, given the din nachri, the cherishet v'katan shavim, my nachum is in cherishet v'katan, the ksherim, but imra gabav, the nachri the apostle, but imra gabav. Like, why would you do that? Just put it together. Like, you're saying, here's stam kosher, and this is stam apostle, and we're talking to him in case. The no shaykhs. So I go put him, it's possible imra gabav. So I'm going to tell you why. I v'chavim l'dayte the nafshay of it. I v'chavim does it, even if you tell him to do something, he's an adult, he has a brains. He'll just do it shlo l'shma. He's not going to listen to you. He does it for himself. And there was not shayach shma b'enu l'gabav. So bottom line is, we're saying right now, this is the first pshat in our Mishnah. We're going to have two other pshat to B'ez Hashem on tomorrow's here. But the first pshat in our Mishnah is, what pshat chayach shma becomes good? Going to our v'lazi d'iksiv l'shma. Teres is oimer l'gabav. And goy is no good, because the Bryce says goy is possible. And it's mashma, even Oimel Gabbav, Teretz is, because Daita Nafshei of it. He doesn't even himself, so Oimel Gabbav is not help for that.